I'd like to do one more sitting before lunch, but I want to preface a little bit of what we're going to do. So I want to talk a little bit about, and in this sitting we're going to do some things that are going to support us getting into that real felt sense of the heart. So the word, when the Thais, the Thai Ajahns, when they talk about the heart, they use the word citta. You know the word citta, C-I-T-T-A? So the heart, the Thais say, is right here, right? Sometimes people use the word, translate citta as mind or heart, but we can use the word heart, and it's right here. So it includes the knowing quality. So the knowing quality is just kind of what we were saying, knowing what are actions that are loving and compassionate. You know, that quality of discernment from the most outward actions to the most inward actions of holding on to things like anger and desire. So this knowing quality is right here, this quality of discernment. Ajahn Chah talked about it as the one who knows, right? Well, your wisdom is right here. You know, in the West, wisdom is here. The citta is right here. The Thais believe the wisdom is right here. So the wisdom is here, understanding what actions are loving and compassionate and lead to happiness, and also those qualities of the heart that inform those actions are right here. So the qualities of loving kindness, the qualities of loving of compassion, the qualities of joy are right here in the citta. So the thing about the citta, the heart, is it's in the body. It's in the body. So to get to the citta, you have to be in your body. You know, that's the real challenge, right? The idea is if you can get into the body, you'll be in the citta, right? So, you know, when concentration is really strong, and, you know, this is kind of what might happen like on a retreat, that you've had that experience, and your awareness is with the breath and in the body, the awareness just converges more and more in the citta. So like when you're really fully present, your awareness goes like right into the heart and you just come from the heart. But you have to develop that awareness and connection and understanding of the heart. So to get here, you need to be in the body. So that's really in a large part why we meditate, right? And why we do breath meditation is to get into the body. Into the body. So the way I like to think about the practice, and I think it's a good way to think about the practice of the Dharma of meditation, is we tend to live most of our lives in the head, right? In the thinking realm. In the thinking realm, right? So the practice of meditation is a practice of coming out of the thinking realm into the body and then into the heart. So in order to get into the heart, you really need to get into the body. I mean, another way of putting it is you need to be present. Being present means out of the thinking realm, out of the stories, the narratives where we usually live, into the body, into the present moment. So the practice is out of the head, into the body, into the heart. For that reason, and this may be throwing a little bit of a curve to some of you, but I think, you know, in terms of teaching this practice, I think it's very important. It is very important. In order to really establish that relationship with the heart and into the heart, you have to learn to develop a full body awareness. You know, so meditation really, and the way the Buddha taught meditation and mindfulness of breathing, included full body awareness. So not just mindfulness of the breath. Okay, you need ultimately to be aware of the full body. Once you develop that full body awareness, then you're able to connect into the heart. I mean, there's a lot of other reasons why you develop full body awareness, just like what we were saying. What am I feeling when I sit down to meditate? Anger. Where do you feel anger? You feel aversion. You feel it here. You know. So there's a lot of reasons for coming into the body and having a full body awareness, but ultimately it's so that you can be in the heart. So it's something to think about when you think about meditation practice. I mean, it's the way that we teach meditation. Is You begin with the breath. You cultivate an easeful breath, because if the breath is easeful, then the mind will want to incline to the breath. The mind doesn't want to be in the body. The mind doesn't want to be in the body because the mind associates the body with pain, right? Not just physical pain, but more emotional pain. It's just like we were just saying. So it's like, who wants to be present? I don't want to be in this body. All this landscape of pain, what the Buddha called, you know, four oceans filled with tears, you know, all that past karma is in the body. Nobody wants to be in the body. That's why everybody's on the phone and on the television, you know, who wants to be in the body? So coming into the body is really hard. It's really hard. It's hard to be present. So that experience of the present moment, this is what the Buddha came to find out, needed to be pleasurable. So what we do is we put the mind on the breath, we get the breath to feel pretty good, and then we open up the awareness to the full body, and then we get the body to feel pretty good. And then the mind will stay here. Will stay here. Once the mind is in the body and becomes accustomed to being in the body, then the awareness begins to move more and more into the heart, and you're more and more connected to the heart. So until I could really develop the full body awareness, I couldn't really get into the heart. I couldn't really get that felt sense, which ultimately you have to get to. So in this meditation, and again, for a lot of you, it's probably a little bit of a different instruction. So try to follow along, do the best that you can to the best of your ability, follow along with the instruction. So it's not really a guided meditation, but I'm going to give you some instructions for doing what I just talked about doing. Okay? So, let's just begin by closing our eyes and finding our upright posture. Notice if there's any tightness or tension in the body, and you can just see about letting it relax. And then see what's in the mind. What kind of mind are you bringing into this meditation? What's the attitude? Notice if there's any unskillful qualities like resistance or some kind of aversion. And then set your intention, remembering you're going to be mindful of the breath. And you're doing this out of compassion, because you have a wish to be free from suffering. Touching into the quality of compassion in the heart, if you can. Remembering you're doing this with loving kindness, because you have a wish to be happy, to have happiness of heart. And touching into the heart, if you can. And then finding a good place to feel the breath. So it's what we call a good home for the mind. So someplace in the body where you're able to feel the breath, but also where the breath feels comfortable. So again, don't choose a place that might have some unpleasant sensation around it. At the very least, choose a place that feels neutral, or where there isn't unpleasant sensation. And focus the mind right there. And again, you do that by reminding yourself to stay there. So just keep reminding yourself to stay focused right there. And see if you can be aware of the full in-breath and the full out-breath at that spot. Just remind yourself to stay alert, to notice what's happening. Just keep remembering the breath. You want to use a visual image, if that helps you. full in-breath and full out-breath. Remembering your intention, you're doing this with compassion, loving kindness. Remembering to stay focused right there on that one spot. Now, as you're focused on that spot, keep reminding yourself to stay there, but also look and see what the breath is like. So this is sometimes called evaluation. At this point, you're just observing. But what's the quality of the breath at that spot, right just at that spot? Is it long, short, deep, shallow, rough, smooth? Primarily what you want to see is the breath tight or tense? Is there some kind of dis-ease in the breathing? And just observing that dissonance in the breathing. Notice if there's dissonance, tightness, tension. And also notice if there's ease. Smooth flow. But just observe. See if you can be sensitive to the breath. Sometimes you'll notice dissonance in a certain part of the breath. If you think of the breath as having separate parts, beginning of the in-breath, middle, end of the in-breath, space between in-breath and out-breath, beginning of out-breath, middle, end of out-breath, space between out-breath and in-breath. You may notice certain parts there's dissonance or tightness, tension, roughness. And just observe that. So you just keep reminding yourself to stay focused there, and then you're observing. And evaluating the breath. It's not really thinking about the breath, but it's knowing what it feels like. It's like if you walk outside, you know if it's cold or hot. And then just again, every once in a while, remember your intention. You're doing this out of compassion, loving kindness. Mindful of the breath, remembering the breath, and then observing. What's the breath like? If you're not noticing anything, then just keep observing. as you practice this way, the breath will become more easeful. As you keep the focus on the breath and you observe the quality of the breath, a quality of ease or a smooth flow should begin to emerge in the breath. And as you notice that happening, then focus your attention on that. So focus in your attention on the ease in the breath and let it permeate the breathing. So for instance, let's say you feel ease at the end of the in-breath. Focus right there and let that easeful quality flow into the space between in-breath and out-breath and flow into the out-breath. Just allow the body to breathe in an easeful way. You're really not making that happen, you're just allowing the ease to flow through the breath. You're allowing the body's wisdom to take over. Body knows how to breathe in the most easeful way. And just keep reminding yourself to stay focused there and allow yourself to breathe in the most easeful way. Let the ease permeate the breathing. And remember, you're doing this out of compassion, loving kindness. This is an act of compassion for yourself. You may notice that a certain kind of breath is emerging as the most easeful. Could be a long in-breath and a long out-breath, but let go of any ideas that that's how the breath should be. Often it's either a long in-breath and a short out-breath, or a short in-breath and a long out-breath. Could be short in, short out. But just go with what's ever showing itself to you as the most easeful. And really see if you can deepen into that easeful breath. Really give yourself permission to experience the ease and the pleasure of the breathing at that one point. You're still at that one point. Mindful of the breath, allowing the breath to be easeful, allowing the most easeful and pleasurable breath to unfold. If it's long in, short out, go with that. Short in, long out, go with that. Deepen into the easeful breath. Gently remembering your intention, compassion, loving kindness, touching in. As the breath becomes more easeful, the body will begin to become more easeful. The breath conditions the body. So in the background, you can notice that in the body. Maybe you notice certain parts of the body where there's a lightness or a tingling. Energy is flowing smoothly. Sometimes you notice it in the hands or the feet. As the body becomes more easeful, then you can just open your awareness to the full body. So if you're feeling ease in the body, you may want to try that now. Just be aware of the whole body sitting. So now it's not mindful of the breath, although the breath is there as part of the body, but it's mindful of the body. And notice where in the body you feel that easeful flow of energy and focus in there. So maybe you feel the easeful energy in the arms, focus there. And see if you can just let it flow and spread. So sometimes this step in breath meditation is called spreading. You're allowing the energy to flow and spread. You might have a visualization of it flowing and spreading down the arms into the hands or down the legs into the feet. Maybe you feel the energy in the upper arms, focusing there and letting it flow into the elbows and the forearms and the wrists and the hands. It's almost like you're massaging. In fact, that's one of the metaphors the Buddha used. You're massaging the arms. And then after you focus on the arms, look if there's another place. Maybe you feel it in the feet. So focus there. And let the energy spread up the legs into the ankles and the shins and the calves and the knees and so forth. And just gently remembering you're doing this with compassion, with loving kindness. Notice if there's parts of the body where you're not feeling anything, and put your mind there. Bring your loving attention to those parts of the body, maybe the back. See if you can begin to feel that breath energy flowing, for example, through the back, down the back, or up the back. Or maybe it's the neck, or the head, or the face. If you lose the focus, just come back to the breath at one point and continue again. Easeful breath, full body. So continuing to massage the body with your awareness, allowing the energy to flow, noticing that it's pleasant. Notice how, as the body becomes more easeful and pleasant, the mind settles down and is happy just to be here. There's a quality of contentedness. As the body fills up with energy, then if you want, you might want to try just doing some full body breathing. So just have the awareness, mindfulness of the whole body breathing. It's like you're breathing through every pore. Or you might have an image of, let's say, the body is a big sponge taking in air and letting it out. You could say to yourself, full body breathing in, full body breathing out. mindful of the full body, mindful of the ease and the flow of energy in the body. And remembering our intention, we're doing this out of compassion, loving kindness. So then when you're ready, you can open your eyes, if you like. And when you're ready, just standing.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.